Hi, my name is Karen Kalish. I'm from St. Louis, and I think I'm the first woman to ask a question today.
We're all for that.
My late uncle, Bill Shield at Robert W. Baird, first bought Berkshire for our family when it was $337. And I'm very grateful to you two because I've been able to start a foundation in St. Louis and give money away, and I give it to reading and literacy programs. But I'm very curious about the Buffett-Munger philosophy and practice of philanthropy. And my second question has to do with China. You made an acquisition recently, PetroChina, and I'm curious what you think about China.
Well, the second question, we have about, I think about five equity investments in companies that are domiciled and that operate primarily or entirely outside the United States. We don't list all our investments. We listed, I believe, last year all those above $500 million. And we have never had, I think maybe since Guinness some years back, I don't think we've ever had one hit the threshold of reporting in the Berkshire report, although we've owned some. And the Hong Kong Stock Exchange has just recently changed their requirements so that you have to report 5% of the holding of any company listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. And our PetroChina holdings actually are now, whatever it is, 13%. But they're only 13% of something called the H shares. The Chinese government owns 90% of it, of the company. The H shares own 10%. They sold that to the public a few years back. So we own 13% of a very small percentage. And it's a kind of a fluke of reporting that we're required to report that particular holding. And like I say, we own four or so others in international securities. We don't make any great judgment about China. You probably know more about China than I do. We simply look at investments around the world, and we try to buy into things that we think offer the most value. And if they're in the United States, we might prefer slightly that they be in the United States, and we might have strong preferences against or strong biases against certain countries. We would regard the United States as number one because we understand the game the best here. We understand the tax laws and all that sort of thing and the corporate cultures and so on. But we would regard a number of other countries as virtually equivalent to the U.S. And there's others that would be marked down some, and then we'd have a whole bunch we wouldn't go into under any circumstances because we just don't understand them well enough. But we think we understand something like the oil business in China reasonably well, and at a price relative to what we think the future cash generation is, we would make a decision on something like that. But it's not a big deal. It became reportable because of this peculiarity of the law, where if you own a certain percentage of something that's only 10% of the whole pie, you still have to report it. The Chinese government is firmly in control of PetroChina. I mean, if we vote with the Chinese government, the two of us will control PetroChina. The question about philanthropy, Charlie, you want to swing at that one first?
I think it's fair to say that both of us feel that the very fortunate owe a duty to the general civilization and even to the country of which he's a member. Whether you give as you go along or have the Buffett system of moderate giving as you go along and immense giving in due course, I regard as a matter of personal taste. I would understand the second position in that I would hate to spend all my time every day having people ask me for money. And I don't think Warren could stand it.
Let's not even try, Charlie. No, it's a matter of record, and it hasn't changed for, I don't know, 25 years probably. But basically everything I have at the date of, at the later of the death of myself or my wife, goes to charity. I mean, at 99 and a significant fraction, and since my children are here, I'm not going to carry it out to eight decimal places, but they, why not? Think of it this way. Let's just assume that instead of being born as I was in a single birth, that I were in the womb and there was an identical twin next to me. Same DNA, same everything, personality, propensity to work, propensity to say whatever. Identical twin. Wasn't Charlie, it might look like him, but and there we are, the two of us. And a genie appeared. And the genie said, I've got a proposition for the two of you. You're going to be born in 24 hours, same talents, everything identical. And one of you is going to be born in Omaha, and one of you is going to be born in Bangladesh. And I'm going to let you two decide which one gets to be born in Bangladesh and which one gets to be born in Omaha. And I've got this system, and the way I'm going to work it is that we start the bidding, and whichever one of you bids the highest proportion of your estate to go to society when you die gets to go be born in the United States. I think you'd bet 100%. You know, you hear all of this about, you know, grit and pluck and all of these things, and how, you know, you've applied yourself working all your life and you've done all these wonderful things. Well, just imagine if I'd been born in Bangladesh, you know, and I'd walked down Main Street and said, you know, I allocate capital, you know, let me show my stuff. You know, I'd have died of malnutrition. I mean, I wouldn't have made it through the first few months. The society that Charlie and I work in, I mean, we were luckier in hell. I mean, when we were born, the odds were 50-1 against us being born in the United States. So we hit the jackpot. And basically, you know, we've had all of the fun of working with this and working with good people, and money obviously opens lots of doors in life to interesting things. And if it goes back to society, like Charlie says, it can go back on the installment system through life. It can go back in a lump sum at death. I've mixed the two to some extent, but I weight heavily the lump sum. But, you know, that's where it belongs. I mean, there's no reason why little generations of little Buffetts now and the next one, you know, and 100 years from now, should all be commanding the resources of society just because they came out of the right womb. You know, what sort of justice is that? So basically, it's going back to society. Were my children applauding there? Did we check that out? Number four.